Welcome back to the Photography Podcast. I'm your host, Luke, and today I'll be talking all about exposure bracketing and HDR photos. I would first like to start out by talking about what exposure bracketing and HDR are and how they are related. HDR stands for High Dynamic Range. This means that a photo with high dynamic range is better able to show contrast and color more accurately to how the human eye sees it, especially in challenging high contrast situations. I will give some examples of this later on. Some HDR images can look surreal because of how they are edited and put together, which can make your photo look visually interesting to the viewer. With that being said, exposure bracketing is a certain way to photograph a scene in order to create an HDR image. In other words, exposure bracketing happens with the camera, and HDR happens in post-processing. In basic terms, what exposure bracketing does is take a photo that is underexposed, properly exposed, and overexposed based on the camera's metering. Then, in your post-production software, you put those images together or make a composite of these images to create your HDR image. Most cameras have an exposure bracketing setting so that you do not have to manually take each photo in your bracketing set. So you may want to refer to your camera's manual to see exactly how this works for your specific camera. Once you have exposure bracketing set up, it will take multiple photos in rapid succession that are at different exposures. In your bracketing settings, you can often set the number of shots that will be taken, which is normally 3, but it can be more depending on how much dynamic range you are looking for, and the exposure value, which is how many stops of light should be between your images, can also be found in your bracketing settings. I should note here that it is important to use a tripod when exposure bracketing so that all your images are the same and there is no movement within your image. Movement will cause issues when trying to overlay your images to create the HDR image in post-production. Here's an example for you. If I set my camera to take 3 photos, with one photo being properly exposed, one image is 2 stops of light underexposed, and then one is 2 stops of light overexposed, what this does is saves enough data so that in your post-production, you can piece these images together to create an HDR image. The final HDR image will preserve the highlight areas because of the underexposed image, the midtones because of the properly exposed image, and the shadows will be preserved because the detail captured in the overexposed image. Let me now explain some situations where you may want to have an HDR image. Landscapes are one type of scene that can benefit from HDR images. If there is a bright sky that you want to keep, but also keep the dark shadows of the foreground, you will need to bracket your images and combine them in post-productions into an HDR image. Taking bracketed images is not ideal or practical in situations where there is a lot of movement or fast motion. For example, taking HDR images at sporting events where there is a lot of fast movement is often not practical and will not give you good results due to the movement in the frame. Another thing to consider when using exposure bracketing is that each photo you're taking is in fact multiple images, and therefore your camera card will fill up faster because you are taking more photos. With camera storage and computer storage becoming increasingly more affordable, this is often not a huge problem, but it's something to keep in mind. Some cameras have a built-in tool that takes multiple exposures and combines them into a composite image right in the camera, rather than having to use a separate piece of software on your computer and create the composite HDR image. While this may be good in some situations, exposure bracketing and combining images in post-production give a lot more flexibility and creativity to you as the user. I would like to now talk about, after you've taken your bracket of photos, how to create your composite image for your HDR photo. There are many different programs you can use to create HDR images, but Adobe's Lightroom and Photoshop are very popular. I encourage you to look further into different HDR software titles and how to create your HDR image using your specific software. I will give a general overview of what is happening when you're creating your HDR image in your editing program. When you combine your images in your HDR software program, it will hopefully align your photos for you. If you're using Photoshop, it does this for you. However, there may be some slight movement between your different exposure shots, which causes something called ghosting. Ghosting is where you can see that there was movement between your different exposures or your different shots. Hopefully, your HDR program has a remove ghosting tool that will correct this. Again, Photoshop does have this feature. Now that you have this completed, you will be able to adjust the tone of the image and work with adjusting the highlights and shadows and contrast, etc., until you land upon your desired image. This is a very simplistic look at how to combine your images into an HDR photo in your editing program, but every editing program is different, so I don't want to spend too much time specifically giving instructions for one program when there are multiple ways to do it. Next, I would like to talk about creating an HDR image from one exposure. If you shoot in RAW, your photo may contain enough data that you can create an HDR image using just one exposure. I will note that this situation is not ideal, but in some cases it is possible to make a good-looking HDR image using just one exposure. I would recommend that you, if you are specifically wanting to create an HDR image, that you use exposure bracketing and only use the following technique if you have an image that you only took one exposure of, and after looking at it on the computer, decide that you would like to try to make it an HDR image. The first thing you want to do is create different image files from your one photo, similar to how you would with bracketing on your camera, but in this case, you are editing the photo to be overexposed, underexposed, and properly exposed, and saving your edited copies as separate files. Next, you would want to follow the procedures to create your HDR image the same as if you were importing the bracketed photos from your camera and combining them into an HDR image. Adobe Photoshop also has a tool called HDR toning, which can give single shot photos an HDR effect without having multiple exposures. This can be found under Image, then Adjustments, then HDR toning. This piece of software is helpful if you want to give your photos a little bit of a punch, but I find that it often does not provide the dynamic range offered when you use exposure bracketing and create a composite HDR image, but it may work in a pinch. I encourage you to play around with exposure bracketing and creating HDR images. Remember to use a tripod to reduce movement from one shot to the next. Also, try exposure bracketing for an HDR image, and then try one of the other HDR techniques that I mentioned when using just one exposure and see the differences between your results. Hopefully, this gave you enough information to help you understand what exposure bracketing is and what HDR is and how the two are related and work together. All right, well, I think that's enough bad advice I have for now. So I'll see you later, Shutterbugs.